Yesterday, I shared with you my involvement with the Gavel Club at Tomoka Correctional Institution in Daytona Beach. Today's big announcement and opportunity rolled out a few weeks ago with the unveiling of the We Women Wellness Retreat. I met my co-host, Heather Ross, in a coaching group for parents navigating the complexities of substance abuse and/or mental illness. I speak this with no shame as I have grown past the stigmas and self-blame to understand that substance and/or mental health disorders are deeply complex and heart-wrenching and affect everyone, whether up close in the trenches or from the trickling effects into our schools, places of employment and worship, and into our communities. We are all affected. My co-host Heather lost her beautiful 21-year-old daughter to an accidental drug overdose. I've watched Heather grow and expand through her grief, learning to care well for herself while coaching and guiding others over their enormous mountains. I am honored and proud to stand with her and beside her as her co-host of the We Women Wellness Retreat. In my new age and stage of being 60, I feel drawn to focus on the roles of we women in collaboration with our men. It will take all of us working together to impact a better world. The We Women Wellness Retreat is not a counseling or support group, however, or about anyone else's challenges and issues. It's not about addiction or mental illness, but rather it's about we women coming together to be together, to learn and grow together for a better self, better world. It's about learning how to breathe deeper, to soar higher. Heather and I feel strongly about we women learning how to care well for ourselves, for the betterment of all, regardless of our situations or seasons, that we need to embrace, be more rested, both literally and, as our acronym says, more resilient, empowered, strong, and true. I have always been pulled toward and into my mantra, better self, better world, believing that our personal health is imperative to the wellness of our world. All dimensions of health matter: physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, intellectual, social, environmental, financial, and occupational. We are multidimensional beings with all parts working in tandem when we're at our best. Each piece of us affects our other pieces, and we, in turn, affect those around us. With this in mind, on behalf of Heather and myself, we invite you to consider joining us at the We Women Wellness Retreat, February 24th through the 27th. Or if you can't possibly join us, or if you're one of my male followers that feel led to support this momentous endeavor, we welcome scholarship donations as Heather and I are offering support to those women in need of financial assistance with much needed rest and restoration, continued education, and community for sustainability. My fellow followers and friends, today I turned 60. I considered hosting a big blowout party that would have cost a bundle of money, but I just could not wrap my head and heart around that. Instead, I felt more drawn to share my head and heart with all of you. If you're still listening, thank you. I appreciate your time and interest in my next season. Unlimited Gavel Club, which I spoke about yesterday, and We Women Wellness Retreat could not have shown up without the 60 years of my intricately and uniquely made life of both hardships and happiness that have shaped me into the person I am today. Passionate about wellness and lifelong learning. Passionate about living an even bigger life in my 60s. In conclusion, will you please join me in wrapping up October by helping me celebrate my 60 years by attending tomorrow's free restorative justice virtual debate and/or attending in person the We Women Wellness Retreat in February, and or donating to the retreat scholarship fund. Links are provided below. My aim is to not settle for too old, but instead settle into a new chapter of opportunities beyond myself. I invite you to join me in kicking off my new milestone season for the betterment of all. Better self, better world.